Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss lesbian films and adjacent things.
Yes. I like that. I like that.
A good one. And we're just like constantly evolving here on this podcast, just like what we're doing, saying, thinking at any time.
It's true. It's being human, you know, constantly evolving.
Just like science, bro. What am I doing? Anyway, today we are talking about a movie that has been on our list for quite a while, and it's called A Date for Mad Mary.
Yes. Very bad title.
Yes.
Like, from the title, I was like, I don't want to watch this movie.
Yes. And I think that's what put me off it for so long, because I knew it was like the British, you know, kind of, you know, version of Mad, not necessarily what? Like me. What?
Wait, the British version of Mad?
Yeah. Not like oh, English.
Like the word. Like the British, like, definition of mad and not angry. Like crazy, not angry.
Crazy, not angry. Yeah, not the American version of mad. Mm-hmm. But then I also read that Mad is also like kind of like a heartwarming word. Because you could be like, you're just like, it's kind of like saying, oh my god, you're so outlandish, like I can't believe, you know, you would have the guts to do something like that. Mm-hmm. So in that sense it's nice, but I'm not quite sure it meant that for this character.
Yeah, I think because the character, she's like known as Mad Mary, right? Because she like went to prison and she was like very as she describes it, tough, and got into a bar fight and cut a girl.
Like real bad.
Real bad, and went to prison. And the movie starts with her getting out. By the way, this is an Irish movie from 2016. And yes. I read that it is adapted from a one-woman play, which is kind of cool, but directed by some brothers.
Yeah, so it looks like Darren Thornton, who's the director, also directed the stage play of Yasmin Akram's 10 Dates with Mad Mary, which is the play that you were just saying. But yeah, it looks like Darren and Colin were the writers who adapted it.
I wonder what their relationship is. I didn't find anything about like why Darren was the director and then why they adapted it. But regardless, this movie to me was a pleasant surprise because my expectations were very low.
Mine too.
Yeah. And I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Me too. I feel like this is one of those movies. I should preface by saying most of the time when we watch movies for this podcast, because I have like ADHD undiagnosed, and because you know, I'm just a busy person, I usually have to split up a film viewing between like two or three watches. Yeah. And this one I didn't, like I had to pause it to do something, but I didn't want to, you know. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling.
I did split it up, but that's because at the moment my attention span is about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't even really watch TV anymore. But I did really enjoy this, and I would just like put it on a couple nights while I was making dinner, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it's a really nice, like heartwarming story. It's easy to follow too. So like you could kind of pick it up wherever and understand what's going on.
Yeah. It's heartwarming, but it's also pretty melancholy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's definitely both. Mm. Yeah, I think it's pretty bittersweet.
Yeah.
There were times where I was, you know, I felt for Mary and I wanted the best for her, but also I was like, she's not doing herself any favors.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I still feel for her.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, well, we can get to the scene at the end later. Maybe we should describe what it's about.
So basically this movie is about Mary, as you're saying, who gets out of prison. She stayed in there for 6 months because of she assaulted someone.
She's young.
She's very young. Yeah, I would say probably
mid-20s maybe.
Yeah. And she goes back to her hometown of Drogheda, and she's the maid of honor for her best friend Charlene's wedding. And that was a really confusing relationship for me, but we'll get to that. Got a table there. And basically Mary's really offended that she doesn't get a plus one, because they were like, well, you already know everyone there. So what's the point?
Like, you were literally just in prison. So like, who are you dating?
Exactly. So she's like, hey, I want a date. So she basically tries to find a date for this wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's sort of like a journey of going on dates. Although that's not the whole movie by any means. Like, mm-hmm. It's like a part of the story where she tries to find a guy to go with. And it's pretty clear that she's like not really interested in guys. And I can't really tell if she is super aware of that before she meets Jess.
I don't think so.
Okay. So she meets Jess, who is Charlene's wedding. Is it photographer or videographer?
One of those.
One of those. because for her maid of honor duties, she has to like go pay the deposit or something. And so she like meets Jess and they kind of strike up this friendship, and then it becomes like very close and intimate, and they kiss, and it's very sweet. Mm-hmm. And then Mary does a really good job of fucking it up pretty fast. I don't know. They kind of have like, they have sort of a sweet thing, and then it's sort of sad, and I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like this movie is really multifaceted. It talks about, you know, romantic love, but also the relationships you have with friends. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like this movie was like the end of a relationship in many ways.
I agree.
And also like a big piece of Mary's personality growing into something else.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that she's clearly like, what's the word? You know, she feels bad for what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And why she's in prison, or why she was in prison. We see a little bit of that when she comes face to face with the woman she assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees the big scar on her face, and she's like, you know, immediately like terrified.
She's very remorseful and regretful.
Mm-hmm. Those are the words I was looking for.
And she is like, she's definitely a very sympathetic character. Like she has this voiceover that I think lends a lot to that, because it's like, I don't know, you just like have her perspective, and her voice is very like soft. I
don't
know.
It's comforting for sure. I feel like Mary is a very approachable person.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite kind until she feels like she's been rejected in some way, and then she really lashes out and it gets scary.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we hear her voice is through a voiceover. And she's talking about this person named Charlene. We don't really know who it is at the very beginning. And she keeps saying, the thing you need to know about Charlene is.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me like hooked from the beginning, because I was like, who is this person? Who is she writing mm-hmm. about? Because I immediately thought lesbian movie, must be like an ex-girlfriend or something like that. But that's not the case. Ends up being her best friend.
Yeah. And I like how they left it a little bit ambiguous as to like whether Mary had romantic feelings for Charlene. Mm-hmm. It kind of doesn't matter, because like she clearly cares about her a lot, and is not always the best at showing that.
Mm-hmm.
But she does write. So Charlene is like kind of a bridezilla, and she writes the maid of honor speech for Mary and is like, this is what you're gonna read. And Mary's pretty offended by that. And then she writes her own and read and gives it to Charlene, and it's actually very sweet.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's like a great little speech, and Charlene's really happy with it, but then they kind of like get in a fight. And Mary gets pushed aside, and another friend fills that role.
Yeah, in the end, Charlene says, "Well, it's not very appropriate. Like, I
Yeah.
don't quite understand, and I don't quite see what's inappropriate about it." It
Yeah, I
was.
think I sort of took that to mean like that was just some kind of shitty thing that she said that wasn't true. I think she just like changed her mind that she didn't want Mary to be that person. She didn't really trust her to like follow through with the sweetness and was afraid she was gonna like I don't know, explode or something.
Yeah,
Like lash
turn
out, like you
into
said.
yeah, like turn into Mad Mary, quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly.
I just also remembered she gave her like an elocution book to like help get rid of her accent. I
Oh
was like, you're all
yeah, I forgot about
Irish, you
that
all
part.
have the same
And she was like, I know she
accent.
was like, and Mary said that she was like, my accent is your accent.
Like
Was funny.
maybe
That
she
does
kind of
sound
like
like,
mumbles, but
yeah,
like
I guess. Yeah. I kind of liked the accents.
oh, of course.
The
It was
Irish
awesome.
accent.
And I read in this article from on Variety dot com by Jessica Kiang, and that basically takes place not like not necessarily right now, or I should say in 2016. But it's kind of like post Mamma Mia, clearly. We'll get into that. And but pre-Tinder, because she ends up going to this like dating agency, like a proper agency.
Pretty funny.
And it's so funny. Yeah, she just walks in and she's like, I need a date. And they're like, that's all you want. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I need a date for this wedding. Like, just give me a man, like any man. And the
Like
woman
any.
is like, okay. She's like, what about like height or whatever? And she's just like, I don't
It's kind of like that should have maybe been like a flag of some sort. I'm not going to say a red flag, but a flag.
A
A
signal of some
signal
kind.
that maybe you're just not into them and that's okay.
Yeah. In
Then
fact,
again,
great.
yeah, then again, I guess it's like Ireland, soup's Catholic.
That's true.
So maybe it
True.
was just kind of like repressed.
Yeah. Just like all the gay stories, they're all so repressed.
Repressed. And one of the things I thought was really funny was one of the people she gets hooked up with at the agency is a gay guy.
Yeah. They're like gonna be each other's beards, and he's really cute, and he's like pretty good at it for a second.
And I said Charlene. Mary doesn't like, I don't think she quite realizes, like, she doesn't know that she might be queer. But I think she realizes that this other guy might be. I don't know. She basically insinuates that he is, and he gets really mad. Really, really mad. He needs to like leave the room. He's so furious. And she calls the boyfriend John Carter, I think.
Yeah.
And Charlene ends up seeing him, thinks that he's gorgeous, and immediately invites him to be a groomsman at her wedding, which is so bizarre.
Yeah, I know, it's really
So
weird.
incredibly bizarre
She's
because
like,
it,
oh, Declan doesn't have any good-looking friends or whatever.
yeah. And it's kind of like, first of all, that's rude. Secondly, like, why are you so obsessed with appearance?
She really is.
She really, really is.
She
And
also was
that.
really mean to her like little cousin who was like 9 or something, trying to sing that song. And she had like a little, she, what's it called when you say the W sound instead of saying the R sound?
I don't know. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she had that. What was she saying, Wayne instead of rain or something?
I forget. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
something with an R, and she was like, I'm saying it.
Yeah. And Charlene was so mad, and just like this little kid who's like singing for
Belting her little heart
her.
out,
Oh.
like feeling like she's on Irish Idol.
Oh.
So cute.
Yeah.
So throughout all this weird wedding stuff, as you were saying, Mary, like, she gets introduced to Jess by trying to pay the deposit, and they have this chemistry right from the beginning, I feel like, which was I feel like I was I they had good chemistry. Sometimes I was like, or sometimes when we watch these movies, I'm like, I can't really feel it. But
Yeah.
this one was quite good.
I thought that
And it's kind of like a will they, won't they for a
too.
bit.
I also found the actress who played Mary to be like very magnetic to watch. I really liked watching her.
Yeah. I'm probably going to butcher her name, but
Yeah.
Sienna Kerslake
Yeah.
is Mary. Tara Lee is Jess. And Charlie Bailey is Charlene,
Yeah.
which is interesting. Yeah, I feel like everyone played their roles really well. And you're right, the Shayna or Shiana Kerslake is like really magnetic.
Yeah, she has a really like expressive face, and I don't know, she's super cute. She's like, I don't know, I like her.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
she's so quiet and reserved. You can tell that a lot is going on inside that she can't explain
Yeah, that's true.
or won't explain, for many reasons that we don't really know.
Yeah.
But she has like a really complicated family life too. She lives with her mom, who's it like seems like she's always been a single mom. And her grandma, who seems kind of racist, or at least prejudiced against Polish people or something.
Yeah.
What I also thought was interesting, with Mary's family is when her mom says that her standards are too high for men.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is so sad on so many levels.
Yeah. On a lot of levels, it's true.
Because it's like, what does that say about you? As a society, why don't we hold men to more, like higher standards?
Yeah.
And it's also like, no, don't settle.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Also, like, you can be with women instead or another gender.
It's true. There's so many options.
There are so many options. It's true. I have to say, I think my favorite scene in this movie is that scene at the wedding where Charlene and Mary end up dancing together.
So at the very end.
Because it got like slow motion, and the music was like, I don't know, it was just like nice. And they just looked at each other like they understood each other, and that they understood that like they were not who they were before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the melancholy comes from, I think. I really felt that. I was like, oh my God, I love them, and like I don't really love Charlene, but just like their relationship was clearly so important. And then it's like a new chapter where they're not so together anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. To be so close to someone and then not be, you know, through those like crucial years in your life, like, I mean, it's sort of like a lesbian stereotype of how, you know, you fall in love with your best friend, but really, like, across different sort of, you know, sexual orientations or gender identities, whatever, like, there have been intense friendships before, and, you know, through those, you know, pivotal teen years. So I think that's really good. But yeah, you hopefully grow as people. And sometimes, you know, the way that you know, the person you turn into and the person they turn into still mesh, and sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. I feel like that scene was so heartbreaking because, yeah. And it was hard to read because for me, I was like, this is so sad. They're just kind of like keeping up appearances. Like Mary knows she's not going to like ruin Charlene's wedding day.
Yeah.
But they're probably not going to speak to each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
At least that was
my heart.
That's what I took away from it anyway.
Yeah.
But I did like that they had closure beforehand.
Me too.
Because I don't think I would have felt like as with peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do have kind of a little blowout at Charlene's house. And Mary's like, you've changed, blah, blah, blah. And Charlene's like, yeah, I have. she doesn't like quite deny it so much. She's like, yeah, I am a different person.
Yeah.
And I am a little snobby. And, you know, yeah. This is who I turned into. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this movie is so amazing with that showing growth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
In such a short time too. It's like, what, a couple weeks? That like the movie spans.
Yeah. But like, you know that their relationship is a lot longer than that.
Mm. Oh yeah, for sure. Just I guess this like pivotal transformation somewhere between when Mary got arrested, maybe a little bit like predates that, to like the wedding day, but then that like wavy 6 month period, something happened between the two of them that made them think like, you know, just made this friendship not as feasible.
Yeah. I'm sure the fact that Mary was in prison and that Charlene like then got engaged, those are like two pretty big things that they did separately. So
yes.
Yeah.
Huge. It's not every day I go to prison.
Well, speak for yourself. Okay. Bad joke, I'm sorry. Take it back.
It's not even bad. I was just like, yeah, sure. But yeah, I liked how friendly Jess was too, and how she was just like so forgiving, I feel like.
Yeah, she was. And she was like very grounded in herself and mm-hmm. self-confident. And like, she was very obviously comfortable with her queerness. Yeah.
For sure. And there's no, you know, like big coming out thing. There's no discussion about like, oh, have you been with girls, blah blah blah. Yeah. Like it's just kind of like, well, it doesn't really matter because you like me and you're kissing me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason that Jess and Mary get in a fight is because Mary is into Jess, but she also thinks Jess is like a perfect opportunity to kind of like not ruin Charlene's wedding, but like make Charlene kind of uncomfortable at her wedding.
Yeah.
By like bringing Jess as a date and like kisses Jess in front of Charlene and her other friends. And then says she's going to bring Jess. And then Jess is like, oh, are you just using me to like make Charlene jealous or whatever? And Mary says no, but then they like get in a fight about it. And that's made me like Jess, that scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Because while she is forgiving, she's not going to let anyone walk all over her,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
And important to show. Mm-hmm. Though what I took from it was that Jess was like, you know, basically lose my number because Mary won't share what's going on. Like, she doesn't talk about anything. Like, she's very reserved, which I'm sure had to be kind of a survival tactic in her years growing up and of course in prison. So, but yeah, they get into this conversation. It's kind of, I wasn't sure if Mary was like, if she really meant to kind of like piss off Charlene or if she really was genuine or maybe both could be true. And it was just a lot of,
like both, I kind of feel like both could be true and maybe were true.
Yeah. Just that I feel like this movie did ambiguity really well.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of the time I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. But you were also like, or at least for me, I felt like I was okay. I was okay with that. It wasn't ambiguous in an annoying way.
No, I agree. It made me like, I don't know. It was like radically ambiguous, right? It was just kind of like, you have to deal with it. And I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unapologetic. One of the pieces I was sad about in this film was Mary's drinking. You could tell that she like heavily relies on substances to fill a void. And it's sad. Because it often gets her into trouble. And we see her get into trouble like multiple times. She tries to get into the same club that she's like basically banned from because of the, I'm laughing because of how they had to like carry her out and she's just like screaming obscenities. Cause like, it's not funny. Like, I wouldn't be laughing if it was happening right next to me, but I can laugh at it from a distance. But yeah, she tries to get into the same club and I'm like, man, that's really like small town life. There's only like one club. Like, everyone goes there and you're banned from it. Now what do you do on a Friday night? Nothing. You do nothing.
Aww. Join the club, Mary.
I know.
There's no Friday night plans club.
Let me introduce you to 2020.
Yeah, God.
Mary, it won't be so bad.
Yeah, Mary, you're not the pandemic. You're all good.
Pre-pando life. You think you're rough? And she does get picked up again for being basically, I think, like drunk and disorderly conduct. Because she gets up to some like stupid shenanigans in town. And her mom doesn't like bail her out, but I think just picks her up. And there's a police officer is like, hey, like, this is really serious. She can't do this again. We're going to have to book her next time. And that's the day before the wedding. And I was so impressed with how Mary really kept her cool on the wedding day. She still showed up, even though her, you know, supposed best friend and her just had a huge argument the day before. A girl broke up with her. And she's like, yeah, I have this duty. I'll just show up and, you know, smile and be a better person, you know, than I was. So that was really admirable.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. She showed up like physically and she showed up like in the sense that she didn't make it about herself.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She wasn't just like, I'm going to make a point. You know, she was like, it was very selfless. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, Mary.
But I think probably one of my favorites, your favorite scene is the dancing. My favorite scene is, you know, when she's on the phone and she's leaving a voicemail for Jess. And she does just let it go. She's like, I keep hurting people and I don't know why. Which is like so incredibly sad, but also like a huge step in realizing that your behavior is problematic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she leaves this really heartfelt message. And if you blink, you'd miss it. But at the very end, Jess calls back. Mm. So what do you think about that? Do you feel like Jess should have called back or what?
I think this is one of those things where it's like, lean into the ambiguity. Mm-hmm. Like,
for sure.
I don't know. I don't think I can say like should or shouldn't. I think it kind of leaves this door open for like, whether or not she ends up with Jess, like a path forward for Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe not should or shouldn't, but I know for me, like that would weigh on me. And I feel like I would have to have some sort of closure for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely be the person who leaves a voicemail. Yeah. And if someone did that to me, I would call them back too.
Yeah, actually, when you frame it that way, yeah, I would too.
Because for me, it's like, at least with my anxiety, I'm like, well, it's just, if anything's left unfinished, I feel really anxious about it.
Yeah.
So.
Me too.
A lot of people think, you know, I'm trying to like have the last word. That's not necessarily the case. I just want to be heard and I want the other people to be heard too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So.
I'm with you, friend.
Yes. So in my mind, they don't necessarily live happily ever after.
Oh yeah.
But
this isn't the kind of movie that has a happily ever after.
Exactly. I think Jess is like, yeah, you got to get your shit together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's go out for a drink, you know.
Yeah. Like maybe make it a coffee so that it's not more alcohol. But you know,
that's true.
Maybe steps. You can do one thing at a time.
A beverage.
A beverage. A liquid of some kind.
Perhaps a kombucha. Or water.
Yeah.
Did you know water is really good?
Yeah.
Turns out it's like good for you and stuff.
I personally love water. I think it's a great beverage.
Low-key love water.
Low-key love water. I do love water.
Alrighty. So would you recommend this to other people?
I totally would. Would you?
Yes, for sure.
Look at us both recommending a movie. I feel like we've been a little, I mean, just given the nature of the kinds of movies we watch, they're usually not that good. Not because queer women aren't good, but because Hollywood isn't good. And so, but I liked this one and it's not Hollywood, I guess. So
true.
Yeah.
I think I would recommend this given, I would kind of like warn people, like you might be a little sad.
Yeah.
but you're not a little happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not like a total downer.
No, it's not a downer. But you're just like, oh, like, it really pulls at the heartstrings, I feel like.
Yeah, so, I agree.
That's what good storytelling's all about, y'all. Well,
it is. This was a good story.
Awesome. So if you know anything else about this film, I couldn't find much about the film either in my research, other than like what I said about the Variety.
Yeah, there was like some review. It had a lot. It had a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
It did.
And then the Wikipedia page is very short.
Extremely short. So, and I tried to look up some interviews and like why Darren Thornton, the director, you know, why he made the choices he made and things like that. But I wasn't really able to find much. So if you happen to know lots about this film, I would love to know more about it.
Yeah.
And how it was made and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So please email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Tweet us on Twitter at galpalswatch.
Instagram us on Instagram. I mean, at galpalswatch.
Yes, we are not on TikTok, and I personally for sure don't have bandwidth for that. So sorry, no. It's not going to happen.
Actually, TikTok gives me award every day for not posting anything. This is thank you for not doing that to humanity. Because honestly, I'm getting to the point with technology where I'm like, I don't know. I just take like 5 million pictures of the inside of my pocket. It's like, why am I like this?
Why? That is not what I thought you were going to say. Oh my God.
But inside of my butt, no.
No. I feel like I'm at the point where like I open all the things and then I just like immediately close them because I actually don't want to be looking at them.
Yeah,
so like, open them like, oh, sure. Today it's like, it's actually kind of scary. It's kind of like muscle memory. You just like open the same thing and then you're like, never mind, and just close it.
Yes, my thumbs are just going crazy.
Yeah,
mind of their own. Don't know what's going on.
Oh, I do. It's because the overlords have control of us. Like,
nice.
Bezos and whoever runs. Well, I guess Instagram is Facebook, so Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
And all them. They control our lives. That was their whole plan, and it worked.
It worked.
So like, that's a great note to end on. Bye, everyone. Have a great time.
Use your devices to contact us. And, you know, keep it hella gay.